Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
What's up, everybody? It has been a minute since we've been on a Full Draw Friday, but this one is number 55. Actually, the last one we did was the end of our Turkey Talk series. So I'm excited to get back on here and get these rolling again as we head into the deer season that's coming up. I think we'll have a lot of good stuff to talk about, a lot of good stuff to cover. Hopefully help you guys out going into and throughout this season. So with that said, today I'm going to talk about some stand location stuff, kind of some things to look out for, where you might want to think about putting them, where you might want to think about not putting them. And then I got a big announcement that we're really excited about that I'm going to make at the end of it. So with that said, let's get into it. Full Draw Friday number 55. All right. The first thing I want to cover today is stand placement. And if you guys are like me, a lot of times you don't get your stands put up in the spring. I know a lot of people do, but I usually wait and I end up putting them up or moving them towards the end of this month or even the beginning of next month. There are some areas where maybe you kind of want to stay out of if you're getting into September when it comes to putting up stands. But for the most part, if you're 3-4 weeks out from the season, you're going to be okay if you bump some deer around. It's going to give them enough time to come back and not be too concerned about it. They'll probably forget about it by that time. Anyway, so if you bump some deer while you're setting stands, don't worry too much about it unless it's like 2 weeks and in when you're closing in on the season, so opening day. So if you're in a state where it opens September 15th, and back that up a couple weeks. Ours opens October 1st, so that's kind of what I always base things off of. But just know that if you're in one of those states that opens early, just back it up accordingly from October 1st. So one thing I think when you are putting stands up this time of year that you have to be aware of is trying not to set it up for where the deer are at right now. I think that happens a lot, whether it's from driving around and seeing deer or purposely going out with the intent of scouting and sitting over a bean field or something, or even putting your cameras up early and seeing those deer that are around. And then you think, well, this is where the deer are. It's going to be a great spot. I'm going to put my stand up. So you put your stand up towards, let's say, the end of this month, middle of this month, and then you leave it. You go back on October 1st. Maybe your cameras have slowed down and you're not seeing the same deer that you had on camera right now. I think that that's something that a trap that you could fall into pretty easy, especially getting excited seeing a lot of these deer that you're going to see during the summertime that may not necessarily be there in the fall. Now, that isn't always the case. Sometimes you will find a place where they're using it almost year-round, or at least they kind of switch their patterns a little bit early. So maybe if you are getting intel on them this time of year, that's going to be good for October. But I would say a majority of the time, most of the bucks in that area are going to disperse. They're going to break up from their bachelor groups, and they're not going to use the same areas that they did during the summer. Whether that has to do with the heat, and they need an airflow, if they're wanting to be in more cover during the fall like they usually are, as their testosterone goes up, if there's other bucks in the area they don't want to be around, they're going to move, their food sources are going to change. There's so many variables that go into it with the changing of the season and hunting pressure being another one. All that goes into it, where they change their patterns with the changing of the seasons, changing of the months. So that's something really keep in mind when you're setting up your stand locations. You don't want to set it up to be able to kill a deer in September if you can't hunt in September. Now, again, if you're in one of those states that opens early, that's really one of the best times. If you got a buck on a daylight pattern, in his summer pattern, there's some of the most predictable times of the year for a whitetail, especially if they've got good food and you know where they're bedding. So absolutely go out and do that. But I'm talking if you're not going to hunt till October, if your season doesn't start till October, even in middle of September sometimes, depending on the weather, depending on how much pressure you have around you, things are going to shift and change. So don't set up to be able to kill them in August and September if you can't hunt them until the end of September or until October. It's good to know what bucks are in the area summer scouting is definitely valuable. Just you have to take it with a grain of salt, knowing what's going to be there, what maybe isn't going to be there. And that's where year-over-year scouting comes in too. So, for example, maybe you have a buck that you see every summer, but you've never seen him in the fall. He leaves in the middle of September or something. You stop getting pictures of him. That's something that maybe you don't want to focus a lot of time on. Hopefully you get lucky and he comes back, or maybe he sticks around for like a week longer this year. As they get older, sometimes they do that. They'll change just a little bit. Maybe they get a little too comfortable, or maybe they'll come back during the rut. A lot of times those bucks that you see in the summertime, which is another reason where it can be valuable, you might see them come back in the during the rut, because if there's does in the area, they know that, they kind of figure that out from the summertime, and they might come back through on one of their excursions to find some does. So again, it can be valuable. Just don't lean too much on it when you're putting your stand locations, when you're putting in your stands. The bigger thing that I would focus on is, what is that woods, what is that field, what is that trail going to look like in another 2 months, when the foliage does start to die, when it does get cold, when the beans are starting to turn, which again, probably be a little later this year. If you guys listened to our last episode, we talked a little bit about that. But all that stuff, take into consideration and plan to that rather than what's happening right now. Set your stands up so that you can kill that deer in October. Not right now. You're where that thicker cover is going to be. So higher stem count, stuff that's lower to the floor of the woods. A lot of guys really like their picture for hunting whitetails is this big, open, mature forest, and that's not really what they like during the fall most of the time. It doesn't provide them a lot of thermal cover, doesn't provide them a lot of cover, period, because they don't really care that much about the canopy. They're only like 5 foot tall, so you're needing cover 5 foot and below. If they can see straight through the forest, it does them no good as far as cover goes. It also doesn't provide any barrier for the wind and stuff. Bucks also really like to have something to thrash around on with their antlers as they shed their velvet and stuff. So that higher stem count gives them a place to do that. That's why you see the rubs and stuff kind of start to show up in those areas in October and November, of course. So look for those kind of areas. Look for maybe trails that are going to what's going to be their feeding source. Maybe it's a trail that's not hot right now. They're not on it because they're going to that bean field or something. Maybe it's going to one of your food plots, or maybe it's coming from a bedding area that they aren't necessarily using right now, but they might be using in the fall. So look for those areas when you're setting up your stands versus what the deer are doing right now. Just take all your summer scouting with a grain of salt. Know that it's good information to have, put in the back of your mind, but it's really hard to plan fall hunts on summer scouting especially if your season doesn't start till October. So just keep all that in mind. So that's kind of what I wanted to cover as far as the strategy portion goes. If you guys are new to this Fall Draw Friday, since we haven't put one out in a while, usually we will try to do that. We'll talk about some hunting strategy, maybe talk about food plot stuff, which we will throughout this month because we're getting into planting season for that. We might talk about deer in general. We might bring a guest on to talk about something occasionally, but it's usually going to be a shorter episode where we're talking about strategy, tips, and tactics and things like that. Where on the Monday episodes, we will get into some of that stuff, but most of the time it's more of just a conversation. So this is where we're going to put all of our tips, tactics, strategies, content most of the time when it comes to the podcast. So you can expect more of that as we get rolling again here with these. But the announcement I wanted to make, if you guys are looking for your own piece of ground to manage and hunt, Rodney Hawkins is a guy you need to talk to. He grew up hunting and fishing in Southern Illinois, and he's now putting that love for the outdoors into selling recreational properties as a land specialist with Midwest Farm and Land. Midwest Farm and Land isn't your average real estate company. They do residential properties, but they also do a ton of recreational property sales as well. Rodney himself sold over $7 million worth of properties last year alone. They've got agents like him all over Illinois, so they're really a local company with a national reach. For more info on them, what might be available, or even getting your property listed if you're looking to get rid of one and maybe get into something else, you can contact Rodney directly at 618-925-3153, and he'll get you taken care of. He's also got his own company called RG Outdoors that currently has products from Radix Hunting, Tacticam Trail Cameras, Camo Dust, and he's adding new stuff all the time. So if you're interested in any of that, go over to their Facebook page, RG Outdoors. Email them at rgoutdoors@yahoo.com. Or again, just call Rodney directly at 618-925-3153. It's pretty exciting for us. All the guys are really excited about it. I'm maybe the most excited about it because this is something that a goal that we kind of set when we decided we would start doing a show. And it was a first of many, of course. It's It's just another step that we're taking and hopefully growing and continue to get bigger and provide better content for you guys. But we started, when Nate and I originally started the podcast, I told him that I didn't ever think I really wanted to do a full-out produced show or anything like that, like a hunting show, traditional style on YouTube or whatever. So we just started doing the podcast. And we started doing that, of course, because on our consults and stuff, a lot of people had similar questions. So we wanted a place that we could put a lot of good information for those people to find it, because it seemed like a lot of people had the same questions. So we started the podcast. As we got rolling into that, I got more into the creation of content. We started doing some little vlog videos. I did several vlogs a couple years ago throughout the deer season. We were doing videos on food plots and stuff. Again, more tips and tactics, kind of like these Full Draw Fridays. I put out some videos like that. Then I went into that season and I put out like weekly or even daily sometimes vlogs of what was going on with the season. And I was just basically filming everything on my phone and uploading it that way. Nate did one of them. So it was kind of like just a little in-season daily, weekly video vlog where I kind of was basically just documenting my hunts for the year, as much for me as it was for anybody. But that kind of led into me wanting to get back into filming a little bit, because I wanted to make even better content, and it had some good response on it. So I knew Nate had had some background in it, and even though we'd had that conversation about not really wanting to do a show, kind of decided that we might as well try it and see what happens. So last year, as you guys know, was our first season of Fall Pursuit, and I thought it went really well. I thought we got a lot of stuff, a lot of good stuff on camera. Of course, there was a learning curve or knocking some rust off for the guys that had filmed before. So there's definitely things that we can improve on for this coming season. But that was kind of where that was born out of. It was just, we did the podcast, I started getting into a little bit of video content, and it just kind of grew from there into wanting to do an actual show. So then we put out 10 episodes last year on YouTube, and we're kind of working on some partnerships and stuff now based around that, not only with the podcast, but also based around the show. And I got to look it around for other places that we could post the content. And one of them that come to mind, and one of them that was a goal that we kind of set when we decided we would do the show, is not necessarily network television, but internet-based stuff. And one of the biggest internet-based outlets for hunting outdoor content is Carbon TV. So this is something that I had discovered when I was in college. I'd never really heard about it, but I didn't have a TV subscription to, or a cable or anything like that, to watch outdoor shows, hunting shows, in my dorm in my first year of college. So I was looking for a place to get free content, because what college kid isn't looking for a place to get free stuff? So I found Carbon TV online, and they had some really great shows at the time. They still do. They have some really great shows. But ones you guys will recognize, Major League Bowhunter was on there when I first started watching it. Heartland Bowhunter, their first few seasons were on there when I was watching Carbon TV back in those days. I believe there were some episodes of The Crush on there, or at least a series from those guys was on there. And there were several others that I enjoyed watching as well. It was really good place for me to get good, solid hunting content and kind of get my fix on that while I was at school. And I thought, because before that, I had tried to film with a few other guys, and I thought, man, it'd be really cool if we could get on there one of these days and have our show produced and put out on Carbon TV. Because it's basically, if you guys aren't familiar with it, other than that description I just gave, think about like the Sportsman's Channel or the Outdoor Channel of the internet. They have a lot of different shows on there, fishing, hunting, obviously. There's a lot of just outdoor-based stuff. There's some, like, cooking shows on there that focus around, like, wild game and things like that. There's some lifestyle-type shows that are outdoor-focused. They've got podcasts on there. It's a lot of really great stuff. So if you kind of can see where this is going, we will be on Carbon TV coming up. The date for any of our content to go on there is kind of to be determined. We're working out all the details and the paperwork right now and getting everything I's dotted and T's crossed and everything like that. But Fall Pursuit Season 2 will be available on Carbon TV. The podcast will be available on Carbon TV. And our Spring Strutting series will be available on Carbon TV as well. So it's just going to be another place for people to find us, another way to grow the shows. We're still going to provide all the content everywhere that we do now, so everything will still be on YouTube if you guys like watching it that way. Our podcast will still be found anywhere that you can get podcasts. It will be audio on Carbon TV. If we do start doing video in the new studio, eventually that'll be on YouTube, and everything else will stay audio with the podcast. So that will be audio only on Carbon TV. But obviously, Fall Pursuit and Spring Strutting will have a video series. Our shows will be on there. And I do encourage you guys to go over there and check it out and watch the shows on that platform and find some other shows that you like on that platform. Again, it's completely free. You just type in Carbon TV, and it'll take you right to the website. And there's over 300 shows, I think, they have that you guys can watch that, again, it doesn't cost you anything. There's some awesome, awesome content on there, and I'm so excited to be involved with that and to be joining them, and that they thought that our content was good enough to put on their platform. So we're going to try to continue, of course, to get bigger and better every year, and this is, I think, a step in the right direction, and we're going to keep working at our film work, and I'll keep working at the producing stuff and things like that to where we can make it even better show every year. But season two of Fall Pursuit, season two of Spring Strutting, and then the podcast will all be available on Carbon TV. So, and I can't say thanks enough to everybody that has watched the show already. These re-releases that I'm doing on Facebook have been awesome. You guys, we've had a bunch of views on those, so that's awesome as well. And that really all ties into us continuing to achieve goals within the show, within the podcast. So a big shout out to everybody who listens every week, everybody who watches the episodes. And again, if this is your first time, stick with us. We got more awesome content coming. We got guests coming up for the podcast lined out. We're going to have some good ones coming up. And then just another side note, if you guys are going to be at the Deer and Beer Fest in August, we will be there. It's the 23rd through the 25th at the Interstate Center up in Bloomington. It's going to be a great show. It's always been a good show. I think this year is going to be the best it has ever been. Michael Waddell is going to be there. He's like the name in the outdoor industry. He's going to be at the Interstate Center. You guys can meet him and talk to him. All the big companies are going to be there. Names that you don't see at a lot of shows, their brands are represented at this show. So make sure you check that one out. It's the Illinois Deer and Beer Fest. We will be there. You can stop by and see us, say hi. Get you a hat, get you a shirt, something like that. We may draw a drawing or something like that at the show. So stop by and see us. But that's all I got for this Friday, guys. Again, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.